KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky at 68 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy, warm and humid today, a high of 93. A heat advisory is in effect from 1 until 8 p.m. for Cass and area counties. We look for a heat index around 102 to 106 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In area news, the Adams County Sheriff's Office has released a report on recent arrests. Officials say at around 2:20 today, deputies were dispatched to a possible domestic incident. Upon further investigation, Mick Coleman was placed under arrest for domestic abuse assault. On July the 4th at around 7 p.m., deputies conducted a traffic stop near the intersection of Quince Avenue and 190th. Upon further investigation, the driver, Zachary Troy Huffmeyer of Ottumwa, was placed under arrest for violation of a no-contact order. Huffmeyer was also arrested on numerous warrants. A passenger in the vehicle, Robin Blazik of Prescott, was also placed under arrest for violation of a no-contact order. And on July the 1st, Adams County deputies arrested Jennifer Houck of Rippey, Iowa, on an active Adams County warrant for harassment. Sheriff's officials in Adams County say an Adair County man suffered minor injuries during an accident that occurred Monday morning. 83-year-old Harvey Wallace of Fontenelle was driving a 2001 Ford Windstar van northeastward toward Prescott at around 11:40 a.m. when the van left the road and made contact with the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad signaling mast. The impact caused the van to rotate and flip onto its top across the tracks. Wallace was transported to the hospital in Corning. The accident remains under investigation. Adams County Sheriff's deputies were assisted at the scene by Prescott Fire and Rescue, Corning Rescue, and numerous bystanders who volunteered to assist. A call Sunday night about a pickup truck that was running off the road on Corning Carl Road in Adams County resulted in the vehicle being stopped on 210th Street just after 11 p.m. and the subsequent arrest of 54-year-old Guy David Matson of Lenox. Matson was charged with OWI for refusing to give a sample of his breath. His bond was set at $2,000. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on July the 1st of 35-year-old Mark Andrew Travis of Sydney. Travis was arrested following an investigation by the Fremont County Sheriff's Office into the alleged falsifying of water testing records for the city of Sydney. Authorities allege that between 2009 and 2015, Travis falsified water testing records that were required to be performed by Iowa law. An investigation by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources determined water testing records sent to the DNR had been falsified. An investigation referral was then made by the Iowa Attorney General's Office to the Fremont County Sheriff's Office. Travis was arrested for felonious misconduct in office, a Class D felony. He turned himself into the Fremont County Sheriff's Office, posted a $5,000 bond, and was released. Since the DNR investigation concluded in September of 2015, Sydney municipal water has been tested and found to be within acceptable standards. And Iowans are being warned about a scam targeting people who post online ads offering pet sitting and babysitting services. Jim Hegarty at the Better Business Bureau chapter in Omaha Council Bluffs says a young woman who recently advertised her pet sitting service was contacted by a couple who claimed they needed someone to watch multiple pets while they moved.
It involved, of course, sending her a check that was going to cover all of the costs for the pet supplies. She was to deposit that money and then wire a smaller amount, $2,600, to what she thought was the pet store that was going to ship her all the supplies to care for these animals.
The situation quickly went south for the entrepreneur, and she's out several thousand dollars.
The check that she was sent bounced. The money that she wired ended up being money that she's now responsible for, and this couple was fictitious from the very beginning.
The woman had offered her services on the website care.com. Iowa parents are reminded to keep close tabs on their kids' online exchanges, especially when money is involved.
Caution your kids. You know, when they're online looking for these opportunities, do not provide sensitive information about themselves. You know, most job applications involve Social Security numbers. None of that information should be provided until they've had a physical interview with an entity that they've determined is a legitimate source for employment.
He says anytime a deal involves depositing or wiring money and reshipping packages, it could be a scam. In the funeral announcements, Clark Gary Matteson, age 81 of Omaha, native of Elkhorn, died Friday. Services for Clark Matteson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Morning Star Lutheran Church in Omaha. Hefe Hoffman Dwork Cutler Funeral Home, Bel Air Chapel in Omaha, has the arrangements. Luella Smith, age 91 of Atlantic, died Saturday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Luella Smith will be Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. David Behrens of Harlan died Saturday. Services for David Behrens are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home. Jay Hoogeveen, age 84 of Griswold, died Sunday at his home. Services for Jay Hoogeveen will be held at a later date. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. And Clifford Cruz, age 59 of Harlan, died Monday. Services for Clifford Cruz are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.